Opposition groups filed a new impeachment case against President Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo Monday, but analysts predict it will fail as three previous impeachment bids did before. Key complainant Jose D. Venencia and dozens of members of left-wing groups filed their joint complaint at the House of Representatives. The complaint accuses Mrs. Arroyo of corruption, including charges of misconduct and a $330 million telecommunications deal involving Chinese company ZTE Corp. Mrs. Arroyo canceled the contract after the opposition opened public hearings a year ago, alleging bribery charges against her husband, who they say was promised a huge commission to back the deal. The 97-page impeachment complaint also accuses Mrs. Arroyo of human rights abuses contained in previous complaints. Mrs. Arroyo's government has been rocked by numerous problems since being swept to power after a popular uprising in 2001, including three other failed impeachment bids, at least three coup attempts, and a renewed Muslim insurgency in the country's south. Sydney Jones, the International Crisis Group's Southeast Asia director, says the breakdown in the peace process in the south between the government and the Moral Islamic Liberation Front is a major challenge for the Arroyo government.
This is the first time, really, that a stage in the peace negotiations has rocked the government in Manila, partly because of the timing, partly because of the fact that so many people in Manila seem to see the memorandum of agreement with the MILF as being tantamount to dismemberment.
The government suspended long-running peace talks with the MILF last month after several rogue commanders attacked several mainly Christian towns in the southern island of Mindanao. The fighting was triggered after the Supreme Court in August stopped an agreement hammered out by the government and the MILF that would have given the Muslim separatist group an expanded Muslim autonomous region following complaints by Christian politicians in the affected areas. Since then, Mindanao has seen some of the worst fighting in recent years, with scores killed and tens of thousands of people displaced. Nancy Miller Collins, VOA News, Jakarta.